The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Eric Hooker. I have a friend and colleague whose presence is always noticed. Her voice, although friendly, is the loudest in any room. Since we are both clergy, we often see each other at meetings in large sanctuaries that amplify her voice, which reverberates in those spaces like loud clashing cymbals. Loud is not often how people describe me. I'm more like the lute and harp you probably didn't notice in the Psalms praise band amidst the trumpets and tambourines and clanging cymbals and dancing worshipers. There's a lot of unrestrained energy in this Psalms worship. But in Lent, pastors and church musicians exercise restraint. Worship is contemplative. The organ and praise band are softer and quieter. We even embrace silence as much as we can stand the discomfort. Then on Easter morning, we pull out all the stops, a phrase originating in organ playing, describing the time when all the pipes are used to get the fullest possible sound. Some of us are Lent people. We are good at quiet contemplation and drawing others into a silence that notices things more deeply. Others of us are loud Easter people, the life of the party, who pull out all the stops and release unrestrained energy and excitement, reminding us of God's mighty deeds and surpassing greatness. God's holy praise band has soft and loud people and soft and loud instruments. Each have their time and purpose. Each reflect the God we worship, who sometimes spoke in thunderclaps and other times as a whispering wind. People who are soft or loud, or somewhere in between, each bear the image of God. Let us pray. God of the trumpet and tambourine, of the lute and harp, and the clashing cymbals, quiet us so we may notice you. Pull out all the stops to remind us of unrestrained joy. Make music in our sanctuaries and our hearts, so we may worship you in every way. Praise the Lord. Amen.